University at Buffalo researchers are developing an underwater internet system. As the Innovation Trail's Ashley Hertzel reports, the wireless network will improve the detection of tsunamis and could potentially save civilian lives.
Acoustic sensors with mini microchips inside are placed on the ocean floor to collect data. The information is then sent up to a surface buoy where it's converted into radio waves. Huvanas Kulhandan is one of the PhD students working on the project at UB. He says satellites pick up the information and send it directly to people's personal computers or cell phones for free.
Since we have this system, someone with a cell phone can receive that message that, you know, you have to run, evacuate this place. So that can save lives.
The deep sea system integrates acoustic underwater networks with the internet. UB professor Tommaso Melodia says other systems that are similar have a small capacity for transferring data. He says it's like using dial-up internet in the water. The underwater sensors are also collecting information that can be useful for surveillance.
I was just recently reading in a book that a lot of the illegal drug smuggling that happens in North America comes from submarines in the Pacific Ocean. So you could use this technology to detect underwater submarines.
Melodia says eventually the military will be able to use this technology to keep waterways safe. He says the internet underwater is different from wireless networks on land because it doesn't absorb frequency waves created in water.
Since World War II, people have been using acoustic waves to communicate underwater. And what we're trying to do at UB is to develop better, faster, more reliable underwater network based on acoustic communications.
The underwater application could also provide useful information to scuba divers, marine biologists studying sea life, or to the energy industry searching for oil and gas. Melodia says it has many possibilities.
Other applications for monitoring on the oceans, trying to understand how the underwater currents in the oceans or in the Great Lakes affect pollution. You could monitor the composition of water in different areas and how that changes with time and how currents contribute to weather and climate change.
The Internet Underwater Research Team continues to test the system in their UB research lab. They're getting ready to present it at a conference in Taiwan in a few weeks.
We had tests throughout the summer in Lake La Salle at UB, and then we have recently tested the technology in Lake Erie.
Melodia says he and his team will continue to make the system faster and more reliable in an emergency situation. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel for WRVO News.